Hi, this is Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com. My husband Steve and I created our website back in 2005 to provide a level of local government oversight that was seriously lacking. The need for local government oversight had become glaringly obvious shortly after moving to Rio Del. We began recording city council meetings, first with a tape cassette recorder, and then broadcasting the videos on our website and on Access Humboldt for many years. We have successfully used the Public Records Act laws to secure documents, such as the internal investigation into the Rio Del Public Works Department that was done in 2012 and then subsequently buried by the city. It took a fight and the involvement of an outside attorney, but eventually the taxpayer-funded investigation report was released. It's published on our website, along with many other public records. I also happen to be a longtime county employee who used to be the director's analyst for social services, where I was a contract preparer, as well as having over two decades of experience responding to Public Records Act requests for the department. The county has a well-documented and relatively easy-to-follow process for contract development, as well as responding to Public Records Act requests. The PNPs were developed to comply with state and federal laws that regulate all government agencies, and following the process is not an option for departments. So why is a process important? Because that's how government provides a level playing field that's designed to protect the public tax dollar. It's also the law. And it's the law for a very good reason. There's a publicly documented step-by-step purchasing manual available at the county website that everyone can access and hold the county accountable to if they aren't following it. So during this election season, has anyone expressed any concern about sweetheart deals handed out by elected officials to their buddies? A recent article in the North Coast Journal regarding a contract that circumvented the process still isn't finalized at last report, and yet has had two invoices paid out already, is a pretty good example of a sweetheart deal handed out by an elected official to a buddy. The contract for coaching services was created by the Auditor Controller, and it defies county rules and possibly Government Code 25502.3. That code says a contract over $50,000 must be approved by the Board of Supervisors in small counties. The contract in question isn't public, as it hasn't even been finalized yet, so we don't know if a cap on the charges was included. We don't know if there's a renewal option for the agreement, so that even if it is under the $50,000 cap, the renewal years combined total $50,000 or more. That's why following the process would avoid the appearance of potential fraud, and that's why transparency is required by law. There are also very specific requirements for what is called a sole source contract. That means the contract didn't go through any competitive process at all. A single vendor was selected by the department head, and in this case the auditor controller, and the contract was awarded. County Purchasing Policy 6.7 covers sole source purchases, and it requires a burden of proof to justify skipping the public process. There are times when a sole source contract is absolutely the right thing to do for the immediate circumstances, but it has to be clearly documented or it is ripe for allegations of fraud and cronyism. Also, unless the rules have changed since I worked on contracts, an invoice absolutely cannot be paid out based on a letter of intent as described by the auditor controller in that article. A letter of intent is used to get services started quickly while the contract goes through the process, but we have always been advised by the county purchaser and the auditor controller's office that invoices can't be paid until that contract is finalized. You can ask some of our county community partners how that works. It can be really frustrating, but those are the rules and they're the same for everyone, or at least they're supposed to be. Karen Paz Dominguez responded to a question about contracts at the Auditor Controller Candidate Forum hosted by the Humboldt Association of Realtors on May 20th.
In regard to contracts, I've had to make a lot of allowances for this county's way of processing contracts, specifically because of declared states of emergency and the pandemic. Departments weren't fully aware that contracts were needed for all types of service agreements. And I had to, you know, go on an education campaign in partnership with the purchasing division of the CAO's office to educate departments on that process. There's also government code that allows the auditor controller to exercise authority in the payment of services provided. I think it's government code 29741, and it says, can I just say the quote?
Yes, finish your sentence.
Okay, the quote is that the auditor controller can approve and reject with the same authority as the Board of Supervisors payments for contracts and purchase orders.
That code citation does not give the auditor controller discretion to pay invoices without a contract being in place. That would be, at best, a fundamental misunderstanding of the plain language in that government code. There still has to be a valid contract or purchase order in place before invoices are paid out, period. The auditor controller has also circumvented the Public Records Act process that is clearly documented and required by law. During that candidate forum, it was clear that our current auditor controller has a fundamental misunderstanding of her legal authority in the county, and she is circumventing the public process here as well. The fact that she is elected to her position as a department head doesn't change the legal requirements for public officials or allow a department head to ignore the rules. Other elected county officials can help advise on that one.
But for Public Records Act, I believe the designated public records office is the CAO's office. If a Public Records Act request goes through Next Request, which is the website where those get submitted, then it is the public information officer who will delegate those Public Records Act requests to the relevant departments. We receive a notification and then we respond accordingly. However, as an independently elected office, we are also able to operate independently. And if a member of the public, a taxpayer or a business person or a realtor, anybody, has specific needs of the Office of the Auditor Controller, they can email us directly and ask us for that information. And we can provide it.
For anyone who proclaims an interest in transparency, this is a huge red flag that they simply don't understand the basics of public records. The Public Records Act isn't hard, and the publicly available county database called Next Request makes it easy to provide the records and make them available to the public. It's a best practices in government. It is also mandatory for county departments to enter the requests and the documents into that system for transparency and to comply with the government codes. I was a member of the team that evaluated multiple PRA database products for the county before deciding to go with Next Request. It is a very accessible system to use for the public, and it is very easy for the departments to respond to PRAs and provide the documents requested. For local government watchdogs like myself and my husband, Kent Swartzky, Thomas Edrington, Thaddeus Greenson, and others, the Public Records Act is the bread and butter of transparency. Without the county departments following the simple rules of the Public Records Act, there is no chance for oversight, transparency, or whatever other buzzword you want to use here. Not to mention, it is the law. Transparency is more than just a word to toss around during election season. Government accountability applies to all departments, and ethics codes apply to every elected official and government employee. My husband and I take these things seriously because of our learned experiences in Humboldt County. The process matters, because it is that very process that provides the same level playing field to all of us taxpayers and recipients of county services. The fundamental misunderstanding of the role of an elected official and the laws that govern public employees that has been demonstrated in the words and the actions of Auditor Controller Karen Paz Dominguez should alarm everyone, and especially those that profess to be government watchdogs like myself. This has nothing to do with ideology or politics. This is Government 101, and it's being circumvented. Please be sure to vote in the June 7th primary election, either by mail or in person. Nothing less than the fiscal solvency of your community hangs in the balance. I would strongly encourage you to vote for Cheryl Dillingham as Auditor Controller. She has proven time and again that she has the skills, the ethics, and the knowledge to do the job. The county has a lot of work to do going forward, and we need an auditor controller who is up to the task. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to check out the RioDellTimes.com for local community news and the archive of public records that we built. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting.